At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Powerful words last night from Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as he addressed Congress on Capitol Hill.
In a historic speech, Zelensky said there will be no compromises in trying to end the war. He also thanked the U.S. for helping Ukraine fight off the Russia invasion. Yesterday, the Biden administration announced a new $1.8 billion aid package for Ukraine, which includes high-powered missile systems. Zelensky emphasized the bond between Ukraine and U.S., saying the two countries are allies, and urged lawmakers not to ignore Russia's actions.
Our two nations are allies in this battle. And next year will be a turning point. I know it, the point when Ukrainian courage and American resolve must guarantee the future of our common freedom, the freedom of people who stand for their values.
Zelensky went on to say that Ukraine will never surrender to Russia and that U.S. support is really crucial to getting to the turning point of the war.
Correspondent Simon Marks is live in Washington, D.C. with more on Zelensky's visit. Simon, what are the key takeaways from Zelensky's address to lawmakers last night?
Well, I think uncompromising is exactly the way to describe the speech that President Zelensky made before that joint session of Congress last night, made all the more remarkable by the fact that, you know, 36 hours earlier, we had no idea that it was going to take place. The wraps kept on this extraordinary visit by the Ukrainian leader on the 300th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, almost until the very last minute. But President Zelensky was at pains last night to reach into American living rooms and thank American taxpayers for the support that this country has provided him, support without which he clearly indicated Ukraine would have had a much tougher path through the course of the last several months of war. He also sought to use the bully pulpit on Capitol Hill to woo members of Congress and to try and persuade them that the relationship between Washington and Ukraine now needs to be cemented into place, especially given the fact that the U.S. believes that Russia is planning a major springtime offensive against Ukrainian forces once the long Ukrainian winter comes to an end. So his message to Congress was that all of the money that has been spent, including the $1.8 billion in assistance unveiled only yesterday, is money well spent.
Your money is not charity. It's an investment in the global security and democracy that we handle in the most responsible way.
Now, the reaction to that in the chamber was uproarious applause from the vast majority of members observing the speech. But it was notable that a group of Republicans, including Congressman Matt Gaetz and Congresswoman Lauren Boebert from the right of the Republican caucus, sat on their hands and indeed for most of the speech were looking at their cell phone rather than paying any attention to the Ukrainian leader. And that is an indication of the battles that are to come on Capitol Hill after January the 3rd, when the 118th Congress is sworn in. And of course, Republicans will have a slim majority in the House of Representatives, with some of them vowing to block any further expenditure on Ukraine.
Zelensky met with President Biden earlier in the day. What do you know about what the two leaders talked about?
Well, the Biden encounter was very interesting because once it was over, it lasted about 2 hours inside the Oval Office. And of course, President Zelensky was also meeting other key members of the president's national security team. But once it was over, they held a joint press conference. And for all the talk that President Biden had offered when President Zelensky first walked into the Oval Office about the unshakable bonds between the United States and Ukraine, and basically telling the American American people that they needed to be ready to stand by Ukraine throughout 2023. In the subsequent joint press conference, it became apparent that there is some daylight between the Ukrainian leader and the American president over the issue of whether a negotiated peace settlement will soon be possible with regard to Ukraine. President Zelensky, in his speech before Congress, went on to say that it would be naive to think that the Russians are ready for any kind of a negotiated settlement. At the press conference, he said he couldn't imagine what a just peace would look like in Ukraine, given the terrorist actions that Russia has engaged in on Ukrainian soil. But President Biden waded into that section of the news conference and insisted that the Ukrainian leader, President Zelensky, himself does indeed seek peace.
We both want this war to end. We both want it to end. And as I've said, it could end a day if Putin had any dignity at all and did the right thing and just said, pulled out. But that's not going to happen.
Now, that, of course, is the same American president who earlier this month, flanked by French President Emmanuel Macron, said for the first time that he would be willing to meet Vladimir Putin face to face, if necessary, to advance the prospects of a negotiated peace in Ukraine. Everyone seems to agree that the prospects for that are still a very long way away. But in their respective presentations yesterday, President Biden sounded much readier for the prospect of eventual negotiations than Volodymyr Zelensky did.
All right, correspondent Simon Marks reporting live from Washington, D.C. for us this morning. Thank you.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.